Good morning. You, if Pastor Melissa, was it Robert? Robert. You know what? I'm not half as dumb as I look, Robert. But don't go betting on that. We'll see what else I have missed. As a matter of fact, Greg here had picked the closing hymn, forgetting that "How Great Thou Art" is actually in the beautiful anthem this morning, beautifully woven with another piece. And so we're going to change that. If you want to take a pencil right now, see, Greg's already making changes here. But "Victory in Jesus," and that is 370. And can you all get a little piece of paper up there? I don't have a pen. If anybody can rescue me, 370, "Victory in Jesus." And that's the last hymn. What a special day we have. This is a great day in the kingdom of God. This is a marvelous opportunity. Where's Reverend Haynes? Reverend Haynes, put your hand up for me. Reverend Haynes is the assistant to the district superintendent. Bishop Palmer and Reverend Barry Burns could not be here because of a big conference event that had been planned for this very day. I'll let Amy share with you a little bit more about but Amy is here representing our district and our conference. I saw Reverend Joe and Joyce Miller. Where are they? Just raise your hands for me. Right here. Now I've got to, because I've got, as I said, this, what a remarkable day, Amy. We've got the past, the present, the future coming together in a holy convergence today. This is a remarkable day because we have your new shepherd, your new pastor, Reverend Melissa Steinecker, here with her husband, Robert. So what a wonderful day in the kingdom. And we're going to have table fellowship. You're all invited to break bread with us. And I'm sure afterwards, Melissa, there's going to be an onslaught of people trying to come to see the new pastor. And I've got to say right now, I talked to Reverend Haynes here, that I've had the privilege of having a couple conversations with Pastor Melissa. And I absolutely love her. You are going to love her, and it is time for fresh leadership, new insights, and your pastor, your new shepherd, is going to lead the charge. So what a wonderful, wonderful day, as I say, of holy convergence. Now, I didn't want to overlook, were there any other colleagues that came back that I've missed? I'm looking around. Any others? Well, should they be good Methodists and come in a little bit later? We will accommodate them gladly. Are there any parish notices to come before us before we begin our 100th anniversary worship service? Tina? How about that, Pastor? Did you hear that? How about that? How about that, Robert? Isn't that great? You're going to have to... There's the reason I'm retiring is memory. Go ahead and say it again. I'll try to echo it this time. Bible school on August the 2nd. Thank you, Tina. And Tina, outstanding. You've got a wonderful leader right here. And you've got a great leader right beside you there. That's Vicki Saylor. Vicki and so many. Where's Annie? Where's Annie? Well, I'll tell you. I'm going to get on to this crowd here pretty soon, you know. Sister Annie right here, and Sister Judy. And there's so many of work. You know, I only wish, Brother Joe, I only wish it was that simple. Oh, it's just wonderful to be here. Any other parish notices? Yes, Keith. No choir this Wednesday. Yes, Lynn. You need four pies. We need a volunteer of four pies. Let Lynn know. Any other sharings? Yes, sister, yes. Thank you, Sister Vicki. Any other sharings this morning? Any others? Parish notices? Let us prepare our hearts for this wondrous day of worship in the kingdom of God. Let us pray. Lord God, you call us to be the church in this place, in this time. We come together to celebrate your presence among us. In this hour, as we sing and pray and listen, may you awaken in each of us a hope for the future. And may our time together remind us of why the church is needed in the world. All to the glory of Jesus the Christ, we humbly pray. Amen. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all the generations.
You, O Lord, have been a dwelling place for us and our children.
Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the earth and the world from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
You, O Lord, have been with us for these 100 years.
God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress.
You, O Lord, are the Eternal One, and we have trusted you.
Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness.
You, O Lord, have been our faithful one.
Jesus said, I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. Lift up your hearts, your voices unto the Lord in praise on this 100th anniversary. The opening hymn, 545, the church's one foundation. take this opportunity to welcome your neighbors to the passing of the peace. This time we invite the children to come forward for the children's moments.
Good morning, everybody, and boys and girls, and big boys and girls. Before we get started, I have to tell my very favorite story that I always imagine from when this church was very young. And do you remember what year Elizabeth Freck was born? Do you remember the year? But okay, 1900-something. So she was very young, and she said when she was a little girl, her brother was here in church, and I can imagine him wearing his knickers and his little cap. And he took his cap off and threw it up in the air, and guess where it landed? Up in the light fixture, and it caught on fire. So don't you bet that was an exciting day, and I bet he got into a lot of trouble that day, didn't he? Well, today I brought this gingerbread boy, because have you ever heard grown-ups and people your age say, use me, Lord, to glorify you or to serve you? Have you ever heard people say that? Well, we're going to use our gingerbread boy so that we can remember different ways that we can serve God. So I'm going to need you guys to help me, okay? Well, the first thing I pulled out were, what are these? They're mittens, but they're to represent our hands. Can anybody tell me a way that we can use our hands to serve God? Anybody want to volunteer to put it up on here, and we'll talk about it while you're doing that? You want to come up and help me, Mahaley? I won't make you talk if you don't want to. You hang on to those. What's one way you can use your hand? We have to keep our minds and our bodies strong, don't we? So you do have to eat. Maybe you can carry things for people. And put this one on, and then you can put the other one on. Vicki said we could pray. Maybe we can make things for people or carry things for people. So there's all kinds of ways. I'm going to put this one on there. Put him on our gingerbread boy. Thank you, Mahaley. The next thing I have, oh, of course, that makes sense, the feet. How about you, Jacob? You want to help me put the feet on? How can we use our feet? Can you use your feet? Can't think of any ways. You know, I bet the UMYF can think of some ways they use their feet. When it's leaf raking time, they're walking all over people's yards, raking leaves, and they use their feet to, like we said, carry things maybe. You guys need to be thinking of these things. To walk. This went faster in my mind here. taping part did. There you go. Oops, sorry. What are these? Eyes. Cole, you want to help me put the eyes on? How can we use eyes? What do you think, Olivia? For looking for ways to serve God. You know, one time we had a church, and the first week we were there, it wasn't this church, it was another church, and an older lady called me and said, I can't see the phone book anymore. The print was too small. So periodically she'd call me up, and I'd look up a phone number for her. And we developed a pretty nice friendship looking up phone numbers. How about that? Here's one. These look like eyes, but they're supposed to be ears. Laura was not an art major. Okay. Max, you want to help me put up the ears? Our gingerbread boy's looking pretty good, like he's getting more and more ready to help serve God, doesn't he? Here's one ear. Let's put that one over on this side. And another one. How can you use your ears? Chloe? To hear, we have to listen too, don't we? Listen to our parents. I heard something this week, and the person that said it didn't mean it the way I heard it. Has that ever happened to you? Greg and I were walking into a store this week, and we were holding hands, and somebody said, I love to see an older couple walking in holding hands. Now, what he was saying was, it's nice after all these years to see a couple still loving each other. And what I heard was, hi, old lady. That's what I heard.
Hey, I got our senior discount.
That's what started, I think, the downward trend there. Oh, what's this? Chloe? It's our mouth. How can we use our mouth? Yeah, we use it to eat, and we use it to... Can you think of anything else we do?
We can use it to snore.
Sometimes. Do you live at my house now? And plus, we can do... What are we? We talked about it already, where we go like this with our hands. We can do...
We can pray.
Pray, and these choir members, they sing... And sometimes, you know what, if you have a grandmother, I bet she, or a grandfather, I bet they would really love to hear you read the Bible when you're old enough to learn how to read. That would be awesome, wouldn't it? You want to put our mouth on for us? Chloe? There, he's getting a nice smile now. He's looking good. What's this? Cole knows what this is.
Watch.
And what does that mean? Why do you think I have a watch? What can we give to give God our time, right? Sometimes you might not have money to put in the offering, or you might not have a very good singing voice, but you can use your time for God, can't you? You want to put it on? Who hasn't done one yet? Have you done one? No. Oh, okay. You want to do one? Okay. We'll put it right here on his wrist. There you go. Who hasn't answered one yet that would like? You want to know what this is, Max?
A heart.
A heart. And we always need to have a heart for God and a heart for our other people, don't we? And when we use this, instead of sometimes this wrong like I did, if we use this, we're never going to go wrong, are we? You want to put it up this time, Marshall? Okay, I just got that one stuck on my finger. There you go. You want to go put his heart on there? He's looking pretty good. I got one more thing. I don't know exactly how we're going to put this one on, but this is supposed to represent we use our mind. And I want you to always be thinking about ways. If you're always thinking and using your body and your talents and your gifts, you're going to be able to serve God. And remember that little saying, think, what would Jesus do? That's a good way. I think I'll just sit it right here on his little... Yeah, oh well, that's okay, because he's just about ready to be done now. And I have one other thing. I've got one other thing. I got a gingerbread boy here for you to color, and then when you're coloring, you can think about more ways that you can serve God, okay? You guys want to make a circle, and we'll have our prayer, and you can just lay him down there. That's good. Okay. You want to make a circle? Oops, you lost your tiger there.
Okay, that's a tiger.
Oh, it's a tiger. Dear Jesus, we thank you for all the gifts and talents you give us, and help us to always be looking for ways that we can serve you. We thank you for the boys and girls up here today, and for all of the boys and girls, regardless of age, that want to learn to serve you. In Jesus' name, amen. You want to take a coloring page real quick? I'm going to hand them out. Allison and Greg, you're going to hand out suckers?
Indeed. In fact, I'm going to get Pastor Melissa acquainted with one of her helpers here. Brother Dave, you want to come up? Brother Dave Hummel here he comes down each week, and Pastor Melissa Robert gets you acquainted with this. We're going to hand out two suckers, and one they get to keep, but the other, right, Max? The other you get to hand out to somebody, and you tell them about the love of Jesus. You witness to them, so it's your witnessing tool. All right. Guys, we'll get you all fixed up. Are you ready? Can you see in there? Can you see? Go ahead and get you a couple. That's right. Jacob's gonna carry the mic here in a minute. Pick out some good ones. Yeah, you want to bless somebody? That's gonna be a blessing to them. Thank you. Whoops. Is that good? Yeah. Excellent choice, Jacob. I might add that I understand that Chloe already has her gingerbread put together, because Grandfather told me that she has really been helpful to her big sister Bea. She's been taken care of. I bet Cole has too. I bet little brother's been taken care of by Bailey too. Excellent. Excellent children. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Dave. You may go ahead and return to your pews. Jacob's going to help us. Let me get that microphone and oh, well, and don't let me forget, Jacob. That's exactly where that's going to go, Linda. That's going to go right there for the his group here, which will follow the Lord's Prayer. Jacob's got the microphone. All right, now, I know we've got some grand reunions here, but we've also got a lot of visitors, and we prepare every week. We pray every week. Vicki talked about prayer. We pray every week for visitors, and then we prepare. So we have visitors' cards out here for you later on when we take up the morning offering. If you want to fill that out, especially if you want to put your telephone number on that, the ushers will collect those visitors' cards, and they never fail, do they, Dick? They never fail to get me those. So we get a call out to you, get you better introduced to this wonderful, marvelous church family. By way of getting you introduced to visitors, this is known as the Joys and Concerns. This is a very rich portion of our worship. That's why Jacob's got the mic. If you have a joy, for instance, it could be a birthday announcement, a wedding anniversary, for instance, like a nice older couple, or it could be a witness of how the Christ is present in your life and giving you strength. You want to lift up that joyful testimony. Raise your hand. It could be a concern. Maybe there's somebody you love, and you want to alert us to that need and to lift them up in prayer. For the joys or concerns, raise your hands, keep them up, so that Jacob can see you. He'll bring you that microphone so we can all hear in the house.
Today is my mom's anniversary.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jackie. Thank you, Paul. Precious, precious is that memory of Brother Paul.
I'm a proud mom, and of course Taylor competed in the peony pageant a few weeks ago, and I just want to thank all the friends and family that attended and supported her, and it was a great blessing, and I'm a very proud mom. Last weekend, Katie competed at the Minster Invitational and finished 6th out of 21 runners in the 100-meter hurdles, so I'm a proud mom. I do have a concern. Katie passed her driving test yesterday because she turned 16. But we're all safe till Tuesday because I can't get there till then to get her license.
Bless your heart. Bless you. And thanks for the heads up, Susie. We shall be more vigilant out on Monmouth Road. Or all roads for that matter, right? No, bless you.
I just wanted to say it's great to see Bob back up there in the choir.
Amen to that. Raise the chair. Raise the cheer. You know, I got to tell you, colleagues, he's been my partner golfer for the 21 years I was here is Bob Wurtenberger, Don Johnson, Dick Miller. And Bob and I had fun he would call me Rabbi. And then I would call him Rabbi. So see, I was tempted as we're recognizing ministers here to have Rabbi Wurtenberger. They would give us, in those days, they'd give us a discount, Pastor Melissa. They'd give us a discount if we were a pastor. So I said, well, we're not actually telling an untruth if I call him Father Wurtenberger. So we never actually executed that, but yeah, we had fun with it. Any other joys or concerns? Joys or concerns?
I have a joy. Maxwell turns 6 on Thursday.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. any other joys or concerns? And Tim's pointing for me. Right down here. Was it in the choir, you say, Tim? Is it all right, Jacob? Was there a sharing up here? Has he got somebody back here? And I promise I'll get that, Tim. Thank you. Thanks, Tim.
My brother and sister are turning 7 on Thursday.
Well, that's just awesome. Awesome. Thank you, honey. Any others back here while Jacob's back here? Because I know we've got one here in the choir. Is there another one back there? Well, see, Jacob's not as tall as I am. So you start up here, son. In fact, I'll walk with you. I like to go back there. I get nosy, Melissa. I like to go back there. See who all's back there.
I have a concern, and it also might be a witness. When I got home from choir practice Wednesday, I found out my granddaughter Avery in Wapak had fallen off the monkey bars and broke her arm above her wrist in 2 places. They thought they were going to have to set it, but they sedated her and manipulated the bones back in place. My daughter was having fits when they were doing this, but granddaughter was more worried that she wouldn't be able to play softball or participate in the dance recital next month. And I don't know, I'm sure this is pretty much a coincidence, but Marie was in Wapak at the time with Mackenzie and Ashley to get a prom dress for Mackenzie. And of course, today you can't go fill up your tank without it being posted on Facebook. So they found out that through Facebook, one of her granddaughters about it. So they stopped and said hello. So even though I wasn't able to be there, at least I had some good representatives there.
That's great. That's great. That's modern technology put to good use. Thank you, Brother Phil. Now, if Jacob, come with me. We're going to investigate this. And there they are. All right. Come on, my friend. Come through here. Was it you, Janet? All righty. All righty. Very good. Very good. Thank you, Jacob. Thank you, son.
Brittany graduates from the University of Toledo on Mother's Day.
On Mother's Day, no less. That's awesome. Awesome, Janet. Awesome. Right, were there any others back here? If we do, is Kathy? All righty.
Well, Grandpa Glenn and me and all our family got some good news this week. Through 4 days of labor, we have a new baby in our family. Angela had a little baby boy. He was born Thursday after 4 days of labor, they said. He was 8 pounds, 13 ounces, 21 inches long, little Foster. He's doing great. Everybody's fine. They got home that night, which amazes me. It's like, wow. But everybody's doing fine. Little brother Davin welcomed them home. He squeals every time they say his name, throws his arms open, wants to welcome his little brother. So we have a new family member. And also, the next day, got some more news. And all you guys know this one. Kristen is engaged to be married.
Bless her heart. Well, wonderful, wonderful joys. Thank you. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you so much. Well, This has been a wonderful spirit. Are there any others wanting to share? Jacob and I are coming right. Yes, we do, right up here. All right, Jacob, come with me, young man. And a fine servant. Yes, he is a great disciple. All right, here we go. Right up here. There you go, son.
Just a heads up for all these beautiful ladies out here. Methodist Men's will be doing a Mother's Day breakfast on the 10th, May the 10th. So if you ladies can come in, it'll be a great opportunity. Thank you.
Looking forward to that. Thank you, Brother Bob, one of our awesome chefs. Any other sharings? Well, can we show an appreciation for this fine young disciple, Jacob? I love that name, Jacob. Thank you, son. Thank you. Doing good, Linda. All right. And at this time, and Vicky's going to share a little something about his group.
I would just like to say a few words here. The His group was a group of ladies 30-some years ago.
29.
I believe Brett was born when we were beginning to sing. So if you know how old Brett is, you know how long we've been singing. But anyway, we started out 30-some years ago. We had a Bible study. And in our Bible study, there were some of us girls that, in talking about how we can serve, how do we serve God? And through visiting, none of us really talk much, but through visiting, we decided that we were here on earth to provide services for His glory. Oh, okay. His. So we became the His group. There were six original members. That would be soprano was Lynn and Clara Conkle. Some of you remember Clara. The second part was Deb Gleckler and Pat Marcy. Pat's here today, here on my shoulder. And the altos was myself and Terry Flickinger. And through the years then, and then also Vicki Gleckler Troyer, she was our accompanist. And Vicki was younger than most of us, and here she is, she's leading us. But anyway, so over the years then, we've had some changes due to people moving and not able to be with us any longer. And our accompanist now is Linda Holden. Well, we haven't sang for a few years, and Linda has just been this little voice that keeps every time there's something going on at church. I think the His group should sing. Well, we've been ignoring her for a few years. Well, guess what? She got put in charge of music for the 100th anniversary celebration. And how do you say no to Linda? Linda does so much for all of us here at the church. She's the organist, the pianist, the choir director sometimes. She sings with us. She just does it all. So we had to say yes, that we would sing a song today for Linda. The song we're going to sing is called Through It All, and we thought that was so appropriate that God's got us through 100 years here in this church building. I also want to say, as I look this way, Joyce sang with us. She was a member when they were here as the pastor's family. She sang with us. And there are others out there that had sang with us. So I would just like to say thank you to everyone for all your support and to Linda for all of her encouragement.
I
And I need to introduce our members. Nikki Booker, Lynn Johnson, Laura Lay, Deb Kleckler, and Ann Stewart, and myself, Vicki Saylor.
Sister Joyce, did that take you back? Wasn't that special? Very, very special. Well, now we're going to hear from our ministers, and of course the last that we're going to hear, as we said, this is also a day in the conference that Bishop Palmer. I Gregory Palmer. On a good day, I'll remember that name. Apparently, this wasn't one of them, was it, Bob? But at any rate, we've got Reverend Haynes here, and she's going to share a little something about a word for the district, but also going to introduce something very special from Bishop Gregory Palmer. Well, I think what we'll do, the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. So I think what we're going to do, Pastor Joe Miller, Joyce, we're going to have Pastor Joe come forward. And you share some thoughts, some reflections with us. At this time, Pastor, and it is rich to have you. Just come right on. You know what, just go ahead. Well, we've got the microphone here. Go ahead and use this. Right here, brother.
Right here.
Yeah, right here. Yes, sir.
This is where you want me.
Right there. That's the mic that works.
I want to simply say to you, I want to congratulate you that on the 100th anniversary here of this building. It is a beautiful building. I was fortunate to be the pastor of this church for 6 years, and I always enjoyed it this way. Even one time, I forget who it was, when we had the collection and Sunday evening service, and the collection, the people who were taking up the collection, all the ushers, they forgot to collect the ones up here on this balcony up here. So there was two men who were throwing dollar bills over that so that they could be taken in their collection that night. So I think it's a wonderful church. I'm glad that you invited me back. We had a good time here, my wife and I. I asked her if she had any favorite memories, since I was the one that was talking, and she said she had a favorite memory of one of the favorite memories she had. She was the choir director for 3 years on this wonderful choir that you got up here, and she really appreciated all your guys' hard work. And some of you were in the choir when she was the director at that particular time. So I got to thinking about some of the things that we did when I was here. We paid off the mortgage of your new building back here in the years that I was there. It was wonderful. We had Huey Jones, who came to, who was a bishop of the assistant at that particular time, and he came and spoke to you, and you told me that man knows how to talk. So I wasn't quite sure how to take that, but that's what happened. So, and I got to thinking of some other things. I just made a few notations. It's only on one sheet of paper, so don't worry on that area. I got to thinking another time. Vicki, I don't know whether you remember. Where's Vicki Saylor? I don't know whether you remember when you headed up the Marketplace Vacation Bible School. And we did that, and I remember we set up all these different booths around here, and you worked me in to be the rope maker that day. It was a wonderful program that we did for the whole community. It was Vacation Bible School, and we set up all these booths. It's called the Marketplace. I thought about that. And basically, we did a lot of other things. So my father came here he came to look around the churches, is what he did, that I served. I think he was trying to see if I knew what I was doing. But he looked at this church, and I'll never forget it, when we sit around the table, and he says, "You know, you're serving a church with seven gables, the Church of Seven Gables. Now, if you don't believe me, go out and count. There's seven gables that are all around this church." He counted them, and he calls it the Church of the Seven Gables. But he thought of that. Now, I don't know if Nicewongers are here today or whether they've left the church. I don't know. But I remember that my father also, when he was here, he says, "I would always like to ride a horse again." Now, you have to realize that my father, when he came here, was in his late 70s. And Mr. Nicewanger says, "Well, I've got a riding horse." And I took him out there, and my father, up in his 70s, rode Nicewanger's horse. And it was a wonderful experience that he had that way. So there's several other ones. We started your preschool when I was here. I was the director of it for 1 year. I remember that. I was glad I got out of the job. But you still got the Convoy Preschool going. That's what you've got. And I think that's a good ministry. I think there's other things that I could simply tell you, but really, I felt that this church was a forward-looking church the time that I was here. You wanted to reach out into the community. You wanted to have people to come, and you have welcomed them whenever they came through the door, graciously and wonderfully. And I'm glad you're still doing that. As I look out and see all these people here, your church is still growing as it grew in many, many years. And I hope it continues to keep growing, because the Lord truly needs an influence and a way here in this town of what God can do for them. And I'm glad that you're doing that right now. You've got a challenge for you to keep these people going. But I think they'll respond very positively to your leadership. God bless you all. And
Reverend Joe Miller, you have not only shown a recognition and a thanksgiving for God's providence in the past, but you, brother, are a prophet. And the word of the prophet is spoken of the future, and the future is breaking in upon us, as Jesus said. The kingdom of God is breaking in upon us, always drawing us into the future. Here comes the shepherd that will guide this church, Brother Joe, into the future. Sister Melissa, we welcome you to come forward.
First of all, thank you for having me here. It's really unusual for a pastor to get to see and worship with folks before they formally are appointed, because it gives you all a chance to change your minds. So it's a good policy, I think. I was amazed at the music. It just filled my heart. It sang to my soul. Spoke to deep. And I thought, man, the music here is fantastic. And I realized then that I'm standing with all of the ladies, and so I'm glad for that. I know that God has great things for us. I know that you have a rich history. I don't have short stories to share with you from the past. However, maybe we'll ride our horses into the future together. And, you know, there's something to be said about vision. Proverbs tells us where there is no vision, the people will perish. And you have had a vision for 100 years, and what amazing thing that is. And vision is never static. It's always moving forward. It's always looking ahead, because at the minute we live into that vision, it's no longer vision. It's the current reality, and so vision changes as we go. And so I can tell that you have great vision, and we have a wonderful time to look ahead. Paul says, you know, it's a little bit like being an Olympian, because we hand off the banner or the baton from one pastor to the next over the years. And Paul said, I continue to press on for the prize, for the goal. And that's what our goal is. That's what our job is here, is to continue to press on and share the gospel. And I'm so glad to be a part of that, and I'm so excited for that. And I just thank you for inviting me today.
Wow. There are wow moments in the kingdom of God. Pastor Melissa, this was a wow moment hearing your vision for the future of this church. We're now going to hear from Pastor, and I got to say something about Pastor Amy Haynes. As I said, we talked about this on the phone in many ways. I mean, this is kind of a reunion time for her. How many of you benefited from the ministry of Reverend Haynes while she was at Payne United Methodist Church? I know we've got folks here that had family members up there. I know, in fact, Larry, in your granddaughter and her husband up there in the Payne United Methodist Church, I was thinking they were. Ben up there? Or maybe I have that wrong. But it is wonderful to have a Reverend Amy Haynes here, and she has a word from the district as well as an introduction from the conference.
Well, I bring greetings to you today on behalf of District Superintendent Barry Burns and the Northwest Plains District Office. Barry could not be here with us today. He had a previous engagement. And I also bring greetings then on behalf of Bishop Gregory von Palmer. He is in Germany this weekend for for the Council of Bishops, so could not be here with you today, but he brings greetings as well. And so it is a delight and a joy to be here to celebrate with you today. 100 years of ministry in this place. And I hear there's someone among you that's been here almost as long as the building, right? That's awesome. But think of those who've gone before you. 100 years of ministry in this place, but more than that, a generation prior to that, that was reaching out to Convoy with the love of Christ. Think back and celebrate those who've gone before you. Those who sat in the choir, whose voices you can remember. Those who sat beside you, or who ran around the building with you, if you grew up here. Some who've gone on to eternal glory. Some who've moved on to other churches. But celebrate each and every one who is part of the faithful of your 100 years. And celebrate all who are here today, who continue to serve here at Convoy United Methodist Church, and continue to sing, and continue to praise. Because you know what? God's not done with you yet. You've heard it said that a couple times today. 100 years to celebrate. But how do you move forward faithfully so that in another 100 years, Convoy celebrating 200 years of ministry in this place? So continue to reach out to those who are here today, those who are in your community, those who aren't yet here, and even those who aren't yet born, that will one day be a part of Convoy United Methodist Church. It is a day to celebrate the past, the present, and 21 years of ministry with Greg. And the future with Pastor Melissa and others that will be after her. And so, a good day to celebrate. And I hear that there's a video greeting from Bishop Palmer. Since he could not be here today, he does want to send his greetings. Maybe.
Greetings to all of you who are God's people in Jesus Christ at the Convoy United Methodist Church. I rejoice with you in this celebration of your 100th anniversary. I regret that I'm not able to be physically present. In fact, I have left for a meeting of the Council of Bishops, which I am expected and required to be at. But thanks be to God for who you are and who you have been across these 100 years. I pray that this weekend and this time of celebration will be an opportunity for you to reflect upon how God has been faithful in your midst and how you, across the generations, have sought to be faithful to God, who has disclosed himself in the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ our Lord. I hope you'll look back on where you've come from, because no doubt you had humble beginnings, and you still are an humble people before the throne of God's grace and God's mercy. Thanks be to God for all of the ways in which you have shaped human life with the gospel story, through Sunday school classes, through Bible studies, through worship services, through mission engagement. And thanks be to God for the ways that you are doing that in the year 2015. Your best days are not behind you. They are the days you're living now, and they are the days going forward as you continue to engage the mission of making disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. So please know that I am encouraging you, rooting for you, praying for you, and with you. And the other 1,024 churches in our annual conference, join me in praying for you, encouraging you, and rooting for you. And millions of United Methodists around the world are praying for your effectiveness and your fruitfulness in the mission of the United Methodist Church in your community as you make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. God bless you, and God keep you for another 100 years.
Awesome. Absolutely awesome. And before the choir comes up, it's just another example of this church, Pastor Joe, Pastor Melissa, Pastor Amy, vital and alive. The Nepal tragedy, the earthquake. When I left the house, I know the number was well above 2,000. It's climbing rapidly. My wife said to me, Dick, she said, I wouldn't be a bit surprised that UMCOR's already there. You know, typically, the United Methodist UMCOR's already probably there. But we want to give you the opportunity to respond to that emergency need. So next Sunday, the pickle jar will go to those poor folks there, those who are struggling with this aftermath of this terrible earthquake in Nepal. That's next Sunday. We'll give you that opportunity to respond to that need. Keith?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Keith. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, choir. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And as Pastor Amy had just shared with us so appropriately that, you know, we remember in our hearts today some who are not physically here, who nevertheless are in our hearts, live in our hearts, and one day we will meet them on heaven's shore. And of course, that all flooded my soul, Linda, because that beautiful piece that Keith and Linda and the choir shared with you was actually purchased at the time in honor of your mother, Cecil. And I'm just sure that your mama's looking down from heaven right now with great, great joy for the witness through the song of this church. The witness through Scripture, quite appropriately again, looking back, Amy, this is Fritzie Stewart's favorite psalm. And when I looked at it, I was just amazed at how fitting it is. And in fact, you see the sermon title, God's Steadfast Love Endures Forever. Psalm 100, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Therefore, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever. And his faithfulness to all generations. May God add the blessing of his Holy Spirit to the reading of God's holy word. I've got Pastor Melissa, Pastor Joe, Pastor Amy. I've got colleagues here we can all remember. Perhaps we might even commiserate over some of the courses that we were taking back in the days of seminary. But boy, we've got a lot there to be grateful for. With our Old Testament professors would drill within us chesed. Of course, Rabbi Friedland was my mentor in my undergraduate work at Wright State University. Chesed. Chesed is that word that translates steadfast love. What is steadfast love? Right here. Behold. Steadfast love. Right here. Right, Pastor Melissa. Bogey Dunn. Bogey. Bogey was again one of my heroes in my journey. Bogey would speak of chesed. He would speak of charis in the New Testament, the gift of God's love. But a very unique chesed, charis, steadfast love. This is it. And Bogey spoke of the love of the cross, this peculiar divine love of God for us that God initiates, that God holds forever. Bogey would call it utter foolishness. And again, you mentioned Paul earlier. Pastor Melissa mentioned Paul. Paul also witnessed to that. Paul was speaking at the church of Corinth. Paul got acquainted with the Greeks, and Paul was a learned man. So he knew, he was steeped in a knowledge of the Greek people. And the Greek people prided themselves in wisdom and philosophy. Oh my. And so the teaching of the Greeks, love your friends and hate your enemies. And it's logical. Oh, it balances perfectly. So this love, Paul said to the Greeks, is foolishness. But to us who are being saved, it is the wisdom of God. It's the greatest force in all the universe. It is a love that will never let us go. John Wesley called it prevenient. It comes before we can ever lay claim to it. And once it comes into our hearts, we recognize fully that we do not deserve it. And yet such is this foolish love of God that saves us, praise God, that will never let us down, that is unfailing. The steadfast love of the Lord, as the psalmist says, is everlasting. My father, my dad, Joe, I think you might have known Curtis, my father. You knew my brother, my big brother Jackie. Amy knew Jackie. My dad was here. And Papa had an MD degree. And he was always fascinated with medicine. He passed away in 97. But prior to his passing, he said to me, he said, you know, son, Warren, he said, son, if the Christ delays his return, I would love to see the new millennium, because he had such appreciation for all the breakthroughs that were taking place at the latter part of that century in medicine. He said, I would just love to live to see the new millennium. Well, he passed away. He went to the Lord in July of 97, as I've shared with you many times. My father did not live to see the new millennium, but because of the steadfast love of the Lord that endures forever, he may not have lived to see the new millennium, but he lived to see eternity. You want to take a good look at eternity? Look around you. As Wesley said, the resurrection is not some power reserved for beyond the grave. We experience the resurrection power of the living Christ here and now. And that's the power that Melissa will bring with her, anointed by that Spirit. She will lead you into the future. So, Vicki, it was Linda who was calling out the specials. Love you, Linda. I just love you. I got to set this up real quick. And while I'm doing this, I talked about Cecil. Well, Annie. She lets me call her Annie. She'll always be Annie. Why will she always be Annie? Because that's what Mama always called her. That's right. She lets me do that. Your Mama, Annie, was such a blessing to me and to so many of us here. Sister Melissa, her mama, Wheeze, we called her affectionately. Bob Wurtenberger, I love that name. And Louise, his beloved wife, she passed away since I was here. And she had a conversation with me about this church. Joe, you know what she said? She says, Gregory, there are two hymns that this church just loves and adores. The two greatest in their hearts. How Great Thou Art. Thank you, Professor. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, choir. The other, Amazing Grace. Well, I'm going to work out a deal, Linda. I'll take your challenge here. Well, I mean, that.
Was grace that tore my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me. His word my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. Sing it, children. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. Yeah, like His mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow. The sun forbid to shine. But God who called me here below will be. God, my Savior, has ransomed me. Like a flood, His mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace. One more time. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. Like a flood, His mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace. Unending love, amazing grace. Unending love, amazing grace.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And now let us serve the Lord with gladness through the morning offering. Let us pray together. Gift-giving God, for 100 years, we have gathered in this place to share what we are and have. Help us continue the sharing of our time, talent, and treasure. May the gifts we give be gifts of love. May they increase the power of love in the recreation of the world. Through Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. That hymn once again, and I want to thank you, Linda, for writing that down for me. 370, Victory in Jesus. Amen. Go back out into the world to love and serve the world around us.
Just as we have done for 100 years, so we continue to do so.
We go out held in the loving arms of God, who creates, redeems, supports, and sustains us.
We are not alone. Thanks be to God.
Amen.
Amen.
also another announcement. This is an important announcement. Go right ahead.
Lunch is going to be served within 5 minutes. And everyone present this morning, you're welcome to stay with lunch. We only did RSVP, so we had approximate numbers to know. So please stay for lunch. We have plenty of food. Enjoy.
Thank you, Sister Mary Ann.